95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You signed us up, right?
Well, yesterday we talked about this for a long time. A wild VIP group sex party is about to invade New York City.
Hell yeah.
An exclusive sex club is set to host an 80-person bash in downtown Manhattan.
That is a lot of people having sex at the same time.
Yes.
And what does it cost to get into this thing?
Between $5,000 and $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an ultra VIP sex-filled soiree.
A soiree, no less.
Is what I hear, yes.
Damn.
And to get in, you have to apply.
Right.
So I sent in our application, and now we're about to do our follow-up interview, because they have to interview you.
Are we going to do the interview now?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What?
I'm ready.
They have to interview you to make sure that you're hot enough to join.
Dude, it's a given that I'm hot enough. There's no doubt about it.
Right. So we have a spokesperson, I think the person who's going to interview us, from Sanctum on the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Panther.
What? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Panther.
Panther.
Panther. Like Panther, only Panther.
Oh, so your name is Panther. Okay.
No, it's Panther. It's spelled P-A umlaut reverse N 7 pi E-R symbol for Scorpio.
Okay.
Kevin, don't blow this for this. I really want to get into this sex party.
I love the name.
That's a beautiful name, sir.
I'm happy with it.
I'm glad to make your acquaintance.
What kind of things do you need to know about us, sir?
Well, we need to fill out the rest of your application to make sure you are worthy enough to join Sanctum.
Okay.
S-N-C-T-M.
That's correct,
that's how
yes.
we spell it, because it's exclusive. First of all, you didn't put your height down. We need to be over 5'8 in order to join Sanctum.
Woo! 5'11! I'm good.
6'2!
Damn, dude.
Oh, too tall.
What? Wait, you said above 5'.
You're both too tall.
Both
of us?
We have low ceilings.
All right, what are the other...
Regarding your physical attributes,
yes.
would you consider yourself Vienna sausage, park ball frank, or Polish kielbasa?
All three combined?
Tripod?
Yes!
You didn't give tripod as one of the answers, though.
Well, if you have three of the things, it makes you tripod.
Okay, then yeah, that's both of us.
That's you too.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
What do you mean unacceptable?
We're all out of three-way condoms. You must have a college degree to be part of Sanctum.
Okay.
Can I have a high school diploma? GED?
GED?
Why are you being so judgmental?
Dead.
What?
That spells dead.
Dead.
It's his high school diploma.
All right. Acceptable with dead.
Okay. Woo! All right. I graduated.
You have college... Right.
I graduated with a degree in English.
I've listened to the show. You cannot fool with me.
Yeah, don't lie to him.
How is your personal hygiene? Are you cleanly?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin rarely smells. It's true.
After a workout, would you say you smell like A, chlorine, or B, a quart of potato salad left in a hot porta potty for a week?
Oh, gross.
Definitely B.
But what if we shower after?
Yeah, yeah. Before, dude. Please, before.
Oh, right after the workout.
Oh, I thought you meant before the sex. Sorry, okay.
No, I'm confused. When are you washing?
Rarely.
We shower right after we work out.
Yes, so we don't smell like these
So
things.
We get rid of
but
the...
Before the sexing?
Yes.
Yes.
That's acceptable.
Okay.
All right, lastly, I'm thinking of number between 1 and 10. Go.
6.
7.
No, 39. I'm sorry.
Oh. You said between 1 and 10.
You must think outside the box. This is Sanctum.
Kevin, you say you're collecting different versions of Come Together to play for us on the radio someday?
There's so many covers
there
of that song.
Yeah.
And some of them are not good. It might surprise you to know.
I want to hear the crappy ones. Please bring those in.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. It is time to talk to Danny Elfman, who's on the phone.
Oh.
Danny, how are you?
Hi.
It's been so long. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like last year just disappeared, and here we are.
Sure did. It just did. Last year just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Just didn't happen.
Danny is back because he's going to return to the stage with a live-to-film concert experience of Disney's timeless holiday classic, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. I've seen this, and it is great.
Every time. It's phenomenal, man. It's what is it like to play to a film as opposed to you're just doing a concert? What's the difference for you?
Well, now I'm used to it. The first couple of times, it seemed impossible because, you know, there's so much music to synchronize with the film, to be exactly in sync. It was like, this is impossible. There's no way to do this. But after the first one or two times, it's like, you know what? This is totally possible. And now it's just like, oh, yeah, we got this. It's like piece of cake.
This...
You know, John Macheri, the conductor, he's got the conducting the orchestra and sync thing down so well, and I'm used to it, and I rarely screw up. You know, of course.
That's quite the opposite of us.
If I didn't screw up at least on a relatively regular basis.
I wouldn't want to go if you were perfect.
Yeah.
Tell us about the orchestra and the whole situation, because for people who haven't seen it, it's really amazing.
It is.
Well, I mean, there's like a... Oh, I don't know. I think it's about a 70, 75-piece orchestra. And there's a choir, about 30 or 40 people. And we have a cast on stage. We have five singers, three of them from the original cast that sang on Nightmare. And then the rest of us come out and do the whole movie, every song.
And there's a giant LED screen, and
a giant LED screen, and so you see the whole movie in sync while we're performing it, and then there's extra visual stuff that, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that you're seeing the actual live footage in sync with the entire concert playing every note of music from beginning to end. And in Nightmare Before Christmas, more than anything I've ever worked on, it's almost from beginning to end.
Yeah.
There's really only two or three little breaks.
Right.
Music stops, you know?
Right. This is a new announcement. The show will take place Friday, October 29th of this year, 2021.
At
very
the
exciting.
Hollywood Bowl.
Nope.
No, it's
at
not.
At the Bank of California Stadium.
You. Nice. Okay.
And it's for all ages, and tickets go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. You can get them this Friday.
So, Danny, when you were writing
the Bank of California.
Yes. When you were writing the music for Nightmare, did you hear like a full orchestra like this? And how hard was it to kind of bring in that entire orchestra and write what they had to play?
Oh no, I imagined that right from the first song.
Right.
You know, when I wrote "This Is Halloween," which is the first thing I wrote. You know, I demoed it for a full orchestra and all the voices.
Nice.
I mean, somewhere there's actually a demo with me doing every voice and the entire group with some, you know, this cheesy sounding synth demo of the whole orchestra. But it's all the parts. It's exactly the same parts that we ended up with in the final score.
That's amazing.
It's so great. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. There's also a pre-sale Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
At 10 a.m. You can go to DannyElfman.com and use the pre-sale code Jack. Am I supposed to say the pre-sale code?
No!
That's too late. Danny also has a new solo double album coming out in June. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I don't do anything simply, do I?
No, you don't.
You know, that was what I got for being isolated last year. You know, you got to imagine me setting up for 2020. First off, I was frustrated as hell with the way everything was.
Right.
As many of us were. And secondly, I purposely took no film work because I had a whole year of concerts booked all over the world. I had not only Nightmare Before Christmas and Elfman Burton Show and my violin concerto and two new world premiere classical pieces and more of the Coachella shows that I was going to take around California.
Wow.
So it was a busy year, and it all went kaboom.
Oh, my God.
Like everything else did last year, right?
Yep.
And I hunkered down, and I thought, you know, I got this new song that I was going to premiere at Coachella, and I was really looking forward to, like, kind of making everybody's mouths go drop open and going, what the hell is that? And it was a song called I'm So Sorry. Now it's just called Sorry. And I decided maybe I'll just write a couple more songs to go along with this. And once I opened the box, oh, crap. I didn't know what was in there. But
wow.
I started in April, and then by August, it's like, I had to call Laura, my manager, and go, we need to make an arbitrary cutoff because I got 18 songs.
Wow. I may never stop.
I'm not going to stop. So we finally found a label, which is a great little label, Anti and Epitaph Records.
Nice.
And began recording.
And the new album is called Big Mess, and you've released, what, 7 songs?
Five so far. Another one coming out in a week.
Very entertaining videos as well, man. Just so over the top and in your face and just really awesome, in case you didn't notice.
Over the top?
What a surprise.
And it's so different. We saw you at...
I'm Mr. Subdued.
That's what you're known for.
We saw your concerto at CSUN 11-11 back in April 2019. And how was that? It was so wonderful. And you could so hear your voice in that music and everything. Is that what you want to start aiming towards more as you go down the line?
Yeah, I'm doing those commissions every year now. I've committed to take off part of my year to do a classical piece every year.
Nice.
As long as I keep writing. So now it's a little more complicated because I was balancing 2 careers and now it's 3 if I keep doing more Big Mess. So it's like, I've messed things up. Sufficiently, don't you think?
Are you going to be touring at all for Big Mess?
I think it's possible.
All right. That's good news. Mm. That's good news.
Well, anything is possible. So, but, you know, it's something that I never dreamed of a year ago.
Right.
Existing.
Right. Let me drop back into time. Do you ever watch the episode of The Gong Show when the Mystic Knights were on? Do you ever see that anymore? Because that was just very interesting experience, I should think.
I try not to.
Right. Right.
As often as I can.
It'll
Danny
once
really does
day,
sort
I
of...
go, this is another day without seeing myself on the concert.
Right.
You sort of like to ignore your past and move into something new all the time.
Well, look, every 2 years... I'm already sick of everything I've done before that point.
Right. So
it's kind of like a bit of a problem, a dilemma. It's not that I don't hate stuff. I just like to keep moving. I'm like,
and
the only way to keep moving is to not look back a lot.
Right.
Just go, did crazy stuff.
Well, look how it's worked out for you. It's worked very well. I mean, you just keep moving on to more and more interesting stuff. So that's a good way to do it.
But has it, Kevin?
It is Danny's first solo album in 37 years. It comes out June 11th. It's called Big Mess. And the Bank of California is where we announce that you're going to be doing the live Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. And tickets for that go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And there's a pre-sale Wednesday at 10 a.m. And the pre-sale code is Jack.
Nope. Just stop by his website for that.
Go to DannyElfman.com. Danny, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Kevin, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And congratulations on this new home.
Yeah.
And all the best wishes and love to you, my friend.
Nice. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll talk soon. Bye now.
Bye.
Beautiful. You know, on most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess it's a little different
in
here.
In this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, Cold Read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And
I will be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah, Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined distool.
A what?
A joined distool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no
idea.
You mean
as we go?
Yeah,
I was hoping we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come. Sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater.
Where am I?
Oh, too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think. I
don't know. Shut the... And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be. Should buzz.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, ta'en, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. Aye, for a turtle, as he takes a buzzard.
I really have absolutely no clue
Thank
what
you.
That was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
well,
really...
Well, yeah, he had brothers sleeping with sisters.
400 and some
killing.
Years ago, yeah. It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care.
Isaac!
It's Isaac.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
Well done, Isaac. Alvarez.
We have this Disney jam pretty much every day. Heidi and Frank will tell you in the morning what it's going to be. And when we play it like we just did, you be caller 25 like Isaac just did in Corona. And you get a 4-pack of passes. It's your choice. Which park do you want to go into? Disneyland or California Adventure? So very cool to be sending people back to play.
Agreed.
Have fun.
With public in public places with people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
I don't know if you saw this. The man who slapped the French president. Did you see him?
Did you see this happening? I heard about it, but I didn't see it until you showed me the picture of the president being escorted quickly away. Get him out of here. He's been slapped.
He was doing one of those meet and greets along a rope line.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy reached out and shook his hand mm-hmm. with his right hand and then slapped him in the face with his other
That's
one.
That's not a sucker punch. That's a sucker slap.
It's a sucker slap.
That's pretty.
And I was just asking you off the air, do you remember ever seeing a world leader being slapped?
I absolutely do not. The only thing I remember is George W. Bush getting the shoe thrown at him, which he ducked
quite well. Yes. The man allegedly slapped French President Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you say his name,
sure,
in the face, ran a club for enthusiasts of medieval swordsmanship.
Okay.
His name was Damien Terrell. President Macron was on a trip to the country to take the country's pulse after the pandemic with less than a year to go before the next presidential election.
Apparently it's to slap. That's how everybody's feeling.
And he was doing a walkabout.
A walkabout.
In southern France as he greeted people. And the guy shook his hand, shouted, "Down with Macronia!" Which apparently was a war chant when they had a monarchy in the 1800s.
Wow. Wow.
His friends describe him as someone who was, quote, a bit lost and geeky. Other friends described him as a man who loved period role play, lived with his mom, and did not cause trouble.
So that's, his slap is sort of like he's challenging him to a duel?
In France, that's
gloves.
What it is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
A charge of assault against a public official carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a $45,000 euro fine.
Ooh, that's a lot more than...
Do you want to talk to him, the guy that slapped the president?
The guy that...
Daniel
Terrell? Absolutely.
Yes. We have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Nice. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
We are good.
Well done, by the way.
How are you, sir?
I am furious with Macron. This will not stand with you.
Well, I mean, I think he's the ruler of France, pretty much. And there's a government, and they have laws, and you broke them.
Down with Macronia. He is ruining the entire country of France.
Okay.
Were you challenging? Were you challenging him to a duel with the slap, or what was that?
Oui, oui, yes, I was challenging him to face me with a weapon of his choice. Could be, I don't know, baguette or some fromage.
You want to fight him with cheese?
Yes, we have the age-old cheese fight from the old medieval days, which I love so much.
Right, maybe too much, some would say.
And he and I would face each other at dawn for the honor of France, which he is ruining with his stupid policies.
Okay. So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
Did you get to say?
I am not drooling. I am want to fight. Right. That would be the Scott thing with the drool coming out.
Right, no, but what I meant was, did you get to challenge him to a duel, did the security take you down?
Unfortunately, they took me down before I could get the word out. Yeah. And then I tried to call the presidential palace, but they won't take calls anymore since Yahoo DJs fooled another president and made them very angry.
The other station, that ruined it for everyone?
Oh, those guys.
Ruined it for everyone. Now I can make a drool with him.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, come on, let's take off. Say,
I don't know what you said, but thank you. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have an article here, the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things. That's just weird.
Some of them are very bizarre, and I'm going to have you guess when it gets to California.
Okay. I'm Alaska, do you have them in like alphabetical order?
No.
Okay.
Indiana.
No idea.
Is a deer.
A deer. Okay. Deer.
Illinois, and I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Zombie coyotes.
Oh, my God, that's the coolest thing
ever. That's the name of it.
Where are they?
In Illinois.
We're moving to Illinois, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Kevin and I will now be coming to you from Illinois because we're hanging out with zombie... What were they? I already forgot.
Zombie coyotes.
Coyotes. You forgot, too.
That's awesome. I did. Idaho, a bear.
Idaho. Ah, okay. That would suck. That's not the way to go.
Hawaii, tiger shark.
Oh.
I'm surprised by that. Although I was scuba diving.
All right.
In Hawaii, and I saw a shark.
Really?
Maybe 40 feet away.
Really?
And I just froze because I was scared out of my mind, and it paid no attention to me and just swam away. And I was like...
Were you having pictures of, like, Jaws, the movie where he bites his leg off and it hits the bottom ocean floor? And
none of that happened. Georgia, venomous snakes.
Okay.
Florida, mosquitoes.
Oh, man, I can buy that.
I thought it would have been like alligators or something.
Or crazy people.
Yeah, true.
Someone on bath salts.
Delaware, coyotes.
Okay.
Connecticut, bobcats with rabies.
Bobcats, comma, rabies.
Yes. Colorado, cougars.
Oh, like those women are just out of control, man. It'll just like, if you're young, you're in trouble, man. They're going to like, you'll be to death. We're going to keep going, man.
This is the animal.
Oh, the animal.
The cougar.
I was so confused.
California.
Well, you know, you said sharks for Hawaii. That was my first thought, was sharks.
For California?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. They come in inland and they get... I don't know.
This is a list of the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things.
California...
is bears. Black bears.
No, several species of rattlesnake.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Would you have guessed that?
Oh. I have seen one curled up on my doorstep once. That sucked.
About 221 people are bitten by venomous snakes annually in California.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
221.
Wow. So 221 is the most animal deaths caused, or the, you know, the top.
Yes, by animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's only 221 people a year. I mean, that's terrible.
But I mean, they have
it's
venom.
A big state.
They have anti-venom for a lot of them.
Sure. And there's a hell of a lot of desert in this state.
Yeah, true. Several species of rattlesnake.
Wow, that's
how bizarre is that?
Oh, those little bastards.
All right, so we're going to take your calls of your run-ins with rattlesnakes.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Have you encountered a rattlesnake in your area? Have you seen
me?
Have you been hiking,
well, sort
perhaps,
of,
and seen one?
Because
they are all over.
Had one here, curled up on my doorstep, and just closed the door. I was like, well, maybe it'll be gone in the morning. Guess what it was?
Good work.
I know, thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And once when I was like 7, we lived out in the middle of the desert and came, twice actually in the desert. And I had a big dog, and she just barked her head off until it sort of uncurled.
Until it bit her head off.
Yeah. No, she was really smart about it. She was a desert dog, and she was like, I know what to do. Yeah, she stayed quite a ways back and was like, he's like, all right.
That's a great impression.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you had run-ins with rattlesnakes. Call us now, 818-955-KLOS.
I can listen to that nonstop. Let's just put it on repeat. That I love that damn song. Yeah. It's a twofer from Motley on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about, we started talking about the animal that kills more people in California.
And every single state, what it is most likely to take you down.
And in California, it is a rattlesnake.
Yeah, which sounded weird at first, but then I remember, oh yeah, most of the east part of this state is desert, so there's a lot of them out there.
So we're taking calls about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. KLOS, hello.
My mom lived up in the upper Tahunga Canyon.
Right.
And she had a hillside filled with yucca trees, yucca bushes, and asked me to go up and clear the hillside. I didn't realize rattlesnakes live and breed in yuccas.
Mm. That's not ideal.
Everybody take note. Yuccas.
I would like to point out that that your mother was trying to kill you.
Do you think that's possible?
No, she was down the hill. She was running like fever because I was using a weed eater with a saw blade on it.
I love this. This is awesome.
This story just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
There were little babies and mom.
Oh.
Well, needless to say, I just took that thing and just started mowing rattlesnakes.
I don't love that story.
I want to see it on film. Thanks for calling, man. That is bananas.
That is crazy.
No, he wasn't one of the 221 that get killed every year, at least by a rattlesnake.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sligo. It's Mr. Mark down here in Julian, California.
Hey there.
What's happening?
You ran into a rattlesnake?
Yeah. I was taking out the trash one day, the big cans, and we had alligator lizards in the back, right?
Right.
My porch. So I took it out, I go, oh, damn, you know, alligator lizard. I came back for the other trash can, go, oh, shit, that's a black rattlesnake. So, you know, I'm a city folk, so I ran down, drove down to the Cal Fire, had the fire department come here and get the rattlesnake and cut the head off, and the wife is looking out the window. She goes, I hate snakes. And the female firefighter says, why are you living up here?
That's awesome. That's thanks for calling. You know, the fire department is the way to deal with it, actually. They're
Yeah,
they'll come out and deal with it.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, tell us about your snake.
It's not a euphemism.
For once.
DM and I used to go out to the desert and ride around motorcycles, and one night...
Sounds like you're riding one now.
He bought a... or lifted up a rock, and there was a little baby rattlesnake. And he took a stick and stuffed it. Goes, I need to make a noose, Mark. Can you hold the stick? I go, what?
What?
You're crazy. I ain't going to hold the stick down on this snake.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he wanted to take it home, and he got an aquarium, and he put it in and fed it crickets. But the crickets ended up killing the snake.
Ah, wow. And crickets everywhere rejoiced. That's awesome.
Thank you for calling, man.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your snake.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we're talking about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. You have one?
Back in 2012, just moved into a new house, and our garage was a complete disaster. You know, boxes. You know how it is. You just move everything into the garage, and it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, later on that night, I'm hobbling around in the garage trying to find some stuff, and I see what looks like a little cinnamon roll by the garage door. Oh, man, what is that? And it turned out it was a little baby rattlesnake. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to kill the thing, but I got it, because if that thing gets loose, can you imagine what unpacking would be like?
I mean, right? Couldn't you relocate it?
Aw, man. I mean, that's a great thought, but no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. My dad would be like, relocate it. Where's the shovel?
Yeah.
He was really good at popping their heads off. Yeah.
Somebody hand me a shotgun.
Oh, man. So you did you get rid of it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I had to do it in with a metal tube of an umbrella stand.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been fun. Welcome to your new home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wow. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a run-in with a rattlesnake?
Yes, I did. When I was about 10 years old, my dad and I went up to Lake Arrowhead. It's called Wolf's Creek. There's really nobody there in the 70s. And we were fishing, and I was running down a creek, bouncing off the rocks. He screamed at me to stop and look down between my legs. and there was a baby rattlesnake coiled up in between my feet.
Ooh.
And it was getting ready to strike, and he handed me a stick, told me to put it on his head. I pushed the rattlesnake's head down. He goes, well, now you got to cut off its head. So he gave me a knife. I cut off its head.
Wow.
And we skinned it. And
what the hell? Then he told me to kill someone, so I did.
Yeah, hold on a second. Is your dad related to my dad by any chance? They sound quite alike.
And then we and then we ate it.
Yeah,
then we ate it.
He also used to love to eat rattlesnakes.
Wow.
He loved it, or
it
any snake.
Just like chicken.
That's yes. That's what I think too. I've eaten rattlesnake as well. It tastes like chicken.
So did my grandma, but
you could what? But you could just eat chicken.
Yeah, just have the chicken.
Yeah.
It's less likely to bite your ass. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, tell us about your rattlesnake encounter.
Oh, good Lord, bro. My folks moved from Huntington Beach to Blythe, California.
Wow. What a terrible move.
Where Bean spent a week just to see what it was like vacationing out there.
What an awful move.
Yeah, that's not good.
They moved 13 years ago, and their backyard goes into the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So my first day there, I'm getting lit and then go down to go fishing with some chicken liver and a fishing pole.
Sure.
And a couple beers. I get to the ramp to get to the dock, and there's this rattlesnake in the rocks, and it's like made that rattle and then... Sure. Made a hiss, and I threw the fishing gear and...
I'm sorry. I thought you said you threw the beer. You didn't throw the beer.
No, the fishing gear.
Oh, hell no.
Just the fishing gear.
I'm just checking.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishing gear. And then I ran back up the hill into
with the
house, got my family, and we left, and I haven't been back.
Come to beautiful Blythe and so leave quickly.
You fought the snake and the snake won.
Oh, dude, don't ever go to Blythe, bro. Oh.
Listen, that's a given.
That's a given.
No,
totally
one's
a given.
No one's ever needed to give that advice.
But thanks for reminding everybody. That's very helpful. Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. Snake?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm amazed how many rattlesnake stories there are. The thing most likely to kill you animal-wise, animal-style?
In California.
Is rattlesnake.
Is a rattlesnake. So. And you had a run-in with one?
Back when I was about 5 to about 10, I lived in the top of Kegel Canyon, which is north of Selmar.
Right.
We had a rattler every week come into our yard.
Oh,
and,
man.
And we were just... chopping their heads off, grilling them. They're curing the snake skin and being straight hoopy people with their their snake skin belts. And, you know, it's like greasy chicken. It's like rubbery greasy chicken.
Yeah, that's
bad.
A fact.
It's
that's
like bagged bag chicken,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you miss those days? You're not living there anymore?
Yeah, I don't really miss it.
Yeah. Man, we're moving to Selmar, dude.
No,
we're
not.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your close encounter with a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was a hell of a close encounter. About 15 years ago, I was a purchasing agent out of Las Vegas, and our vendor decided to take us out for a round of golf at the Painted Desert. Nice golf course. Anyways, all along the golf course, it said, if you hit your ball out of bounds, don't play it due to rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they even had drunk beer, signs out there, like, after you're drinking, the sign says, rattlesnakes will bite you first. Don't play out of bounds balls.
Right.
You know, so they really made it plain. Anyways, we didn't play that good, but we were close. So I hit an out of bounds ball, and I could see it. So I went down, and they said, stay out of there. You know, drop a ball and take a stroke and go on. I said, no, I'm playing my ball. We're close.
We're still talking about golf, right?
No, we're talking about golf.
Okay.
I went down to play my ball. And as soon as I hit it, the whole hillside erupted with an audio of rattlesnakes.
Whoa. Wow.
And I'm down. I'm looking up at them, and I'm like, and they're going, like, Bull, don't move.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm not moving. Well, they started swiping their clubs down through the bushes to get to me, and I was swiping my club to get out of the bushes to them. Bottom line, the moral of the story, I won by 2 strokes.
That's the moral of the story?
Yeah, that is. It is.
No, I'm sorry. I won by 2 strokes. I was an ass. the whole round. I won by two strokes.
Dude, that's beautiful. That's awesome. You know who couldn't have done that? Indiana Jones.
Oh, he hates snakes. Good.
I like how long that took.
Wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
Explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating. Sharks are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you do that?
I would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark,
They do bite your leg and rip it.
Yes.
Yes, that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
For example,
dog bites. Mm-hmm. The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes, instead of a dog attack, we like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it, I might.
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meets.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's at the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking, it's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't think we felt that earthquake here, did we?
No, I didn't feel anything. And I just talked to a couple people and nobody's felt a 5.9. It happened near the California-Nevada border and apparently felt in the Bay Area.
5.9 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's about half an hour ago or so. Yeah. Of course, I have friends who are there. This nice, super, unbelievably G-rated, nice woman and her daughter just took their first vacation in a couple years and drove to San Francisco.
Nice.
Stayed in Oakland.
What?
In a horrible little motel, there was a murder outside.
That's a whole different kind of vacation.
And now I'm trying to get a hold and see if they felt the earthquake. Damn. Don't go on vacation with Kim. That's all I can say.
That's good advice.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about moms and dadisms.
All right.
They really seem to say this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Or did for a long time.
I think this got started yesterday. We played Pink Floyd, and at the end of Money, he says, you know, someone says, cruising for a bruising.
Yes, cruising for a bruising was one that my dad used.
Yep, my dad, too, all the time.
Here's one where a mom said, not my circus, not my monkey.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good
love
one.
It. Yeah.
I don't hate that one
at
all.
That's a gooder.
Good enough for government work?
I also say that. Oh, my God, I should be a parent. Wow, I slipped into the parent zone.
Your dad. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one a lot.
When standing in front of something she wanted to see, you make a better door than
a window.
Sure.
Mom,
people
dad.
In hell want ice water. I happen to like that one a bit, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
Ah, that's Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is a dad.
That's true. do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, you know what? They didn't say that. They were pretty good examples. I bet your parents were pretty...
They were pretty
What
good,
happened
yeah.
to us, then?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens. Be nice, G-rated, wonderful parents, and you get kids like us.
I don't know what happened to us, but then we must be constant disappointments.
No kidding.
Here are top 20 dad phrases, and then we're going to take your calls.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. The things your moms and dads said.
Maybe you found yourself now saying it as a parent, too.
Like Sluggo.
Love to hear that.
Yeah. Do you think I'm made of money?
Oh, yeah.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, it's all about money always.
When I was your age.
Mm-hmm. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you again. How does that?
Not going to tell you again.
I mean, how does that fit into
yes,
what parents
you are.
Say?
Yeah, well, because,
you're going to tell me another 70 times.
Yeah.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yep.
Don't talk back to your mother.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, if you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
If your friends were all jumping off a cliff. Yeah, maybe. I don't
you
know.
Go, well, think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wait, which side are you on? Are you on the side with the... Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
That right? is one I absolutely heard.
Don't Woo! Tell your mother.
Yep.
That's
yep,
a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not.
No. That's too...
You're not going out in that. Mostly for...
That was when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's back Friday.
In the day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Now, don't go spending a lot on me.
Yeah,
a little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
Yep, there you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in
that
New
a
York
real
City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
Night, go to sleep, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it yes, way wrong.
I know. But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Yeah, one of my
life.
Parents used to say that
really?
All the time. Yeah. And I was like.
All right, stuff your moms and dadisms.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955. KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And I'd love to hear if you actually are saying it now as an adult.
Agreed.
Caught yourself like, oh,
no. No.
You know, I really like the Metallica version of that. We should play that at some point soon. Hey, we got some Metallica stuff to give away
we
pretty
do.
Soon, too. Nice.
Not right now. Don't
Not
go for
right
that right now,
now
because
Not
we're
right.
taking calls
yeah.
right now on moms and dadisms.
Yes, my dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Good old dad.
I love you. Have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You for
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
That's, if you have nothing to do, don't do it here.
Oh, yeah.
That was my dad's favorite phrase when he wanted me to get out of work where he was when I was. Hey, do you guys need a third wheel at your show? I'll be more than happy to,
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
In the moment.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Hey, my dad used to say to me all the time, you want me to booster your ass.
Booster your ass?
Blister.
Oh, blister. Blister. Oh, blister. Oh.
Very different.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put a rocket somewhere and shoot you off to the moon.
No.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Kayla West, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
Good. We're traveling at a speed of 50 miles.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yeah. My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
Eat it or wear it. What? Well, never heard that.
No.
How is that an acceptable thing to say?
I only challenged him once, my friend, and he made it.
And he threw the food on you.
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of love your dad.
He's kind of a great guy.
Nice. Thanks for calling. Yeah, we've kind of talked about that. We didn't challenge Dad, and I. No, that would have been a death sentence. 818-955-KLOS, Mom and Dadism. Yeah, so sometime very soon, we will give you the Black Album from Metallica and put you on the standby boarding list. Go to ATL Live in Atlanta this fall if you are 21 or older. Sometime between now and 5 or 6, we'll give you a chance to do that.
Don't call for that right now. We are talking about moms and dadisms. KLOS, hello.
All right. My dad used to say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, an average man learns from his own mistakes, and a stupid man never learns.
Wow, that's kind of a long one, but all right.
So every time he started saying it, were you like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah, I knew what he was referring to.
Did you know which one you were?
I know which one I am.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, Mom and Dadisms.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on.
I tell my kids now.
Oh, do you?
You do.
All the time.
Nice. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hi, KLOS, Moms and Dadisms.
What's up? I got one for you probably never heard of.
All right.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Is that a phone booth reference?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Like from old days? You know,
my grandfather was from Missouri, 10 out of 12 children on the farm. I don't know. It came from somewhere.
All right. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping your dime.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
My dad used to tell us when we were little kids, you could F up a wet dream.
That is so nice.
I don't know what that meant.
Of course not.
Yeah, you start taking it in the wrong direction, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of thing is that from a dad to say to a kid?
Exactly. We must have been 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. You really didn't even... God. Wow. Right on, Dad. I need some counseling. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
Yeah, my dad used to say... Go play on the freeway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Or, I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't get mad. What?
I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't know what that one means.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a little silly.
That's a little
I
weird.
Got one more. I got one more, which is go play on the freeway.
Sure.
That seems familiar. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
You got told that a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. 818-955-KLOS. Share them. Your mom and dad is
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are talking about the stuff your parents used to say that maybe you find yourself saying now to your kids.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Yep. Hi. Well, I have one that my mom always said.
Sorry. Hey, can you turn your radio down? Sorry.
No. Sorry. Listening to you guys.
No worries. Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
Say if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not a dog.
Instead of a little twist. Yeah.
I like it.
And then she always said, "Don't be a Kia." And I'd be like, "What does that mean?" She's like, "A know-it-all."
Oh, so interesting. Like an anagram.
He's got his own little anagram
kind
going.
Gotta figure it all out. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, that was a smarter family than most of ours.
Yes, agreed. Smarter than mine for sure.
KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
He had so many, but my favorite was probably the you can't bull-ass a bull-esser.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And this is the man who also kept his exotic pet to this day, but the 20 years old now, but it's a rattlesnake on top of his gun safe.
Oh, wow.
On top of his gun
Western
safe.
Diamondback.
Wow, are you serious? That's a hell of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's great when people come over and they go to look at the gun safe, but get anywhere near it and you hear the rattle.
Pretty strong.
My dad used to enjoy killing rattlesnakes. He was really good at it, taking a shovel and chopping their heads off.
Kill them and cook them and eat them, but
yeah.
That was the pet.
Yeah, he loved it.
Years That's old interesting. Now.
What's wow. his name?
Rattlesnake.
Wow. Very creative.
Going deep. That's awesome.
Maybe you should eat that one.
Yeah, what do you taste like?
I don't know. The younger ones taste better.
Okay. All right.
That would be fair. A very weird, isolated thing to say. Yes, you didn't know what you were talking about. Thank you no. for calling. Hi, KLOS.
My daddy used to say, how do you get into a house with no doors and windows? Mm. You run around and around and around until you're all in.
I mean, that's more of a joke.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I tell my kids I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
And do they look at you like, oh, my God, Dad. Please.
Oh, my God, he's going off again. Now I'm going to listen to a radio station that's going to take calls, and I'm going to tell on him.
All those looks you used to give Dad, and now they're giving them to you.
Absolutely.
Good times. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Hey, I got a dadism for you.
Do yes. it.
My dad once told me you should have been a job.
That's hilarious.
There's deep love from Dad.
That's hilarious.
You forget to get him a lot of birthday cards since then?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. We're talking about momisms and dadisms.
First, I want to tell you, y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The dadism I have is my stepdad used to always tell me when I was in the bathroom to write my way on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
So how much what?
To write your what?
Dip out. Write my name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
Dip out.
Dip out. Write your name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
I don't get it. I don't
write my weight.
Weight.
Oh, your weight on the wall to know how much to...
So he would know how much to dip out.
He was saying that I was basically.
Right. Right. We got that you were right.
I didn't. I'm lost. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Oh, yeah. We're in the stepdad.
That
yeah.
was a hell of a trip
oh,
right
step-dad.
There.
Stepdad.
Stepdad. Yeah. That guy.